Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.
When we talk about social networking, crucial to really gaining access to professional opportunities, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, you name it, those networks have often been in place for decades for the establishment. And I'm often talking, Tim, about white men.
Yeah, well, two co-founders and entrepreneurs are working to change that. Nancy Tellem and Natasha Hildebrand are the co-founders of Bass Blue. It's a nonprofit space dedicated to women's needs and fostering a diverse, authentic, and inclusive community. They join us on the phone from Detroit. Nancy, Natasha, how are you?
Great. Thank you for having us.
Hello.
Hey, Nancy, I want to start with you. You moved to Detroit a few years ago from L.A. Give us the story about how you started Bass Blue.
Yeah, I moved from Los Angeles to Detroit about 6 years ago. And upon arriving, I was just amazed by the amazing women who I met, but many of whom didn't know each other. And I realized that what was really lacking in the city, and frankly in all cities, is that connection, a space where women can indeed connect, and with that, be able to add resources and support for working women, whether they're starting in the working space, whether they're in it, or they're looking to transition into something else.
Well, and Natasha, come on in on this. I mean, how does it work at Bass Blue in terms of bringing people together? Who are you bringing together? How does it all work? And you've done it before in L.A., New York, London. Tell us the results of bringing these people together. What's the impact?
Yeah, you know, as you mentioned, networks are vital to success, right? And I've seen that success take shape in all of those cities you've mentioned. And that really starts with creating space for those conversations, as Nancy mentioned, to create those connections, as well as space to learn and grow and be exposed to individuals and areas outside kind of your silos. And especially as we, you know, kind of get rooted in our careers sometimes, and even just the world we live in, we kind of stick to those silos. And what Bass Blue is aiming to do is really break those silos and get people talking to one another. And we do that through programming. So everything from having mentorship sessions to member matching programs where we match our members based on interests or life stages, or educational seminars on how to, you know, start over again potentially, or how to brand a business, to education in the other side of the coin of a cooking class, or how to learn how to play poker even, or all the kind of different things that might go into the personal and professional.
Well, it's so true. Like, I think about, guys, forgive me, but, you know, golf, like the amount of networking and deals that get done on the golf course, or just talking sports. I see it just in and around our world, you know, where guys come in, they don't even know each other, but they automatically start talking sports and there's a connection. You know, Nancy, so much of what happens, whether it's when we're talking diversity, whether it's women, whether it's people of color, I mean, we need to figure out how to create that pipeline so individuals can create companies or really have a trajectory to some of those senior positions in companies.
For sure. I mean, to your point, and this is obvious, something that I've experienced personally throughout my whole career, is that men do have an easier way through golf, through men's clubs, sorts of things to connect. And they connect on a much more base level through sports and through actually playing of golf. Mm-hmm. For women, actually, our connection is a little bit more complex. And what we came up with Bass Blue, that we wanted to create a home-like feeling. So when people came to the space, it was very accessible and comfortable. And at the same time, using the programming in order to initiate conversation, collaboration, creation, we're really focused on, you know, providing that kind of conversation, providing the network, allowing the members to offer up resources and to mentor each other to advance.
Well, and it's interesting, too, when you think about, I think about anybody, I've been part of clubs or something, when you actually have, Natasha, a physical space where people could collect it, there's something about it where you know you can go and you can meet people that you've seen before or meet some new people. And you guys have a great mansion that you've done. I think it's in Midtown on Ferry Street, right? In Detroit. Tell us a little bit about the space itself.
Yeah, so we've got three or four stories, really. And if you go from the ground up, on the bottom floor, we've got showers and lockers and a wellness and fitness space. We've got some Peloton bikes in there if you want to squeeze in a quick ride, if you will, in between meetings of the day, as well as get ready. I will also be doing a lot of meditation workshops and just kind of general wellness things down there. You then go up to our next floor, and we've got a full cafe and bar area, and that's in partnership with Mero, which will have an amazing options for breakfast and lunch and happy hour. We've also got a lovely library area, which we plan to stock with books from local luminaries, as well as amazing female authors. Mm. You then go up to actually my favorite space in the house, which is kind of like the mezzanine. We have this little nook of a room that is as cozy as they come, which is actually fully stocked for conferences and conference calls and whatnot. And then we've got on the next floor phone booths, as well as a large conference room that is free of use to our members, as well as a little bar area, an additional lounge space and meeting space. And then the last floor really is our gathering space. I mean, it's all kind of a gathering space, but that is kind of our event space. So when we talk about that programming, a lot of that will be hosted up there. We've got a full screening capability. Of course, another bar, because happy hour is a great place to start those networks. And can't forget that. And then little touches throughout the house that really kind of foster collaboration.
Hey, Nancy, you've spent years working for for-profit companies. You were at CBS for 15 years, a senior advisor to the CEO. You're the president of CBS Network Television Entertainment Group. You're president of Xbox Entertainment Studios. BassBlue is it's a nonprofit. So talk to me about the structure and how you plan to keep it making money and how, why you chose a nonprofit for it.
Yeah, well, you know what, I got to say, honestly, when we first conceived of the idea, we thought of it as a for-profit, much like a lot of other spaces that you find primarily in New York and California. But as we kept going back, to the mission, and we felt it was essential that the space be the mission first. And therefore, we really were committed to making it a nonprofit, and particularly, you know, again, as a nonprofit, it kind of liberates us from this drive to actually make money, mm-hmm. but to actually, if we could break even and really have our mission first and bring in, as you mentioned, a really diverse, inclusive membership, that's the most important, and provide the programming and those connections that's so needed. So the nonprofit piece of it is extraordinarily important. As far as, you know, we've had a, you know, amazing response from donors who really believe in the mission.
That's great.
We also have membership fees that hopefully will also help us reach to this break-even point, hopefully in a couple of years.
Right.
We also, with the private event space, helps us as well.
Nancy, we forgive us because, and we hope you can come back and talk some more about what you guys are doing, because it really is important, and especially in terms of the access that you're giving. Nancy Tellem and Natasha Hildebrand joining us right here. Have a good and safe evening, everyone. This is Bloomberg.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.